Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, Making Friends for God, the joy of sharing in His mission. Lesson 11, Sharing the Story of Jesus. Tuesday, Telling the Story of Jesus. In Mark chapter 5, we are informed about an event in Jesus' life. They had so much stress, so many people around them all the time, that Jesus ordered his disciples to cross the Sea of Galilee to get to the eastern shore. There are no villages, only steep cliffs. There is nature, no people, time of rest. When they got across the sea, they were happy to escape the multitudes. The multitudes were around Jesus all the time. Whenever someone discovered Jesus there, whoosh, then the people flocked together and they brought all their sick people, the lame people, the blind people, the deaf people, and so on. Everybody who had a personal problem with his body. If he could not come by himself, he was brought. Because Jesus could heal them all. All of them. Whatever sickness, no problem. There is no sickness that could not be healed. So they needed a time of rest. And as soon as they get off the boat on the eastern shore, the shock. Mark 5, verse 2. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him. No, not with chains. Have you ever heard anything like that? No man could bind him? No, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked as under by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And this man, shouting and hair everywhere, naked, runs towards the band, the little group. Jesus and his disciples. And the disciples, whoosh, they are back in the boat and ready to remove. But one is missing. Jesus. He's standing there as if there were no danger. But this man with the unclean spirit shouting, crying, and you have to fear that he will kill you. He runs towards Jesus, and Jesus just stands there as if nowhere were around. The disciples stare at this scene. Now, what's going on now? But they do not dare to come near. Imagine, they are Jesus and 12 disciples. They are 13 young men, and there is only one, and they are afraid. Can you imagine the kind of appearance of this man with the unclean spirit? No one could have bind him. He is stronger than 13 men, of course. because he is possessed with demons. Therefore, his strength and power. And Jesus tells these demons, and I beg, let us go into this herd of sows. They are allowed. And 2,000 sows run to the cliffs, fall down into the sea from high above, and die. And this person with the unclean spirit, he sits there, then they clothe him, he gets clothes, and he wants to be with Jesus. But Jesus say, you stay here, and you tell your relatives, your friends, you tell the people who know you, but he who will become friends now with you, you tell them what you have experienced. Telling the story of Jesus.